In the last days, the candidates are campaigning hard, so who's turning out to see them? Well, Mark Leibovich from the New York Times went to 11 events to see, to check out the people, the tone, the pomp, and the circumstances, and he joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Adora.
So, Mark, anything unusual strike you as you went to these events this go-round about the differences between Democrats and Republican crowds?
I think what really struck me is that as far as size, enthusiasm, and youth, actually, the Palin crowds have more in common with the Obama crowds than they do than the McCain crowds. I mean, you do get a sense when you go to these events for Palin and Obama that this is where the future of the two parties is. It's unclear if it's the present, if you're certainly in the Palin camp, because she's not at the top of the ticket. But they're really, I think, the real energy in the Republican Party these days, at least I found, were at these Palin rallies. Beyond that, I mean, it was just a real two Americas feel to it, which is not surprising, but it was also pretty marked to sort of make all the observations, such as, a lot more chest paint at the Republican rallies, a lot more church groups, a lot more pom-poms, a lot more homemade signs. In the Democratic rallies, you had, a lot more branded sort of Obama, Biden, sort of Benetton-like clothing. I mean, it's amazing how much of this stuff they've moved. Bigger crowd. I mean, the Obama crowds are just bigger by a factor of two or three than anything else you'd see.
And you see on the people the stuff that they've bought, because I get two emails a day from the Obama campaign offering to sell me a T-shirt or a hat or something.
It's unbelievable. I mean, everyone is decked out in something. I mean, there are people turning themselves into human billboards. And I assume, a pretty good portion of the Obama fundraising operation, I don't know how big sort of comparatively, but they've clearly raised a lot of money around this merchandise. And you also see that a lot of the stands set up, I mean, there's not a lot of bootleg looking operations. I mean, it all looks pretty official. I mean, they have you sign up for stuff as you're purchasing. And because the Democratic rallies tend to be very functional. I mean, they get a lot of names. They urge people to text message, this number so that they can get into the voter pipeline and so forth. Whereas the Republican rallies, you have a much more obligatory, make sure you vote and make sure you get your friends and relatives to vote.
So when you talk about two Americas, you're really talking about more than just, say, what kind of music they like to listen to.
Right.
I mean, that's a pretty big difference in terms of the Obama campaign has really relied heavily on technology, which seems to have been terribly effective for them.
I think it really has been. And I think, people sort of throw off, technology and computers as, just another kind of cultural relic that, akin to music. But in a sense, they are a very high-tech operation. I mean, they've used the Internet very, very deftly, certainly through the primaries. They've used it, to a big fundraising advantage. And, I think the cherry on the sundae, hopefully for them, is that it will actually yield, these new voters actually exist and they're going to get out to vote. So as an organizing tool, that is, it remains to be seen how effective it's going to be, but certainly they seem like a very wired operation right now.
If you say that Palin and Obama's rally have that same feeling of energy, then how do you describe the McCain-Biden events? Are they similar also?
Similar in that they appeal to more traditional party base types. The Biden rallies, you have some sort of older labor voters. Now, part of this is a product of the areas they're sending him into. I mean, I saw him in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, places that might be more conducive to his message and to his sort of demographic appeal. McCain, you get a lot of older veterans. The notion, I think one of the tropes of politics these days is that one side has a monopoly on patriotism, and you do get a sense that Republicans still really do believe, or at least the people that I met at these rallies, that the Republican Party is the patriotic party. I mean, you hear the USA chants. You hear sort of snide remarks about Obama, how he would never say the Pledge of Allegiance, when in fact, there's nothing founded about that. And in a way, it was a throwback to sort of the late '80s and the Bush 1 campaign, when him implying that Michael Dukakis was somehow less American than he. But you still get a sense that you still get the sense of, you know, real America versus less real America in the two groups.
But they certainly share something in common, which is both sides have tremendous fears about this election.
Absolutely. I would say that the fear, there are sort of different flavors of fear. The Republicans, you know, fear that Obama's really going to win and that the country is going to, in their view, descend into socialism. I mean, it's amazing how...
And it's the media's fault, is what you write about.
It is not a terrible... To be a New York Times reporter at a Republican rally these days is not the safest proposition in the world.
Well, Mark, one last thing about Palin before we go. I mean, are the people who show up at the Palin rallies looking to sort of get a glimpse of Tina Fey lookalikes, or or are they true believers who are expressing solidarity for this ticket as opposed to just sort of being near a celebrity?
I think that they're definitely true believers. I didn't get that. You know, I didn't get. I mean, I think there's certainly a curiosity factor, but I sense that they are true believers as far as, you know, their Republicanism. And frankly, a lot of people seem a lot more excited about Sarah Palin than they do John McCain. And I think that that's true. When you go to the Obama rallies, when someone mentions Palin, she gets the loudest boos. So, I mean, she has become, I think, really one of the more polarizing figures in either party through this last 2 months.
Mark Leibovich, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Leibovich is a New York Times reporter writing about the crowds that attend the Democratic and Republican rallies.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.